B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ridiculous Trade Monday. Yes, that's the theme of today's show. We're going to go over some ridiculous trades. I want to hear from people because people foster ridiculous trades all the time. And I want to hear the trades they can make now that some players are available. Okay, we know that some players are available. And naturally, we sit here in Philadelphia. How can we get these people? So we're going to come up with the most ridiculous trades we can, some of which may make sense. I'm going to grade them on a 1 to 10 basis, 10 being the most ridiculous, closer to 1 meaning maybe. You got some life to that. Anyway, it's the Mike Missanelli Show. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We're on NBC Sports Philadelphia. I was watching the All-Star Weekends of both the NFL and the NHL. And I've felt this for a while now. In these two sports, the skills competition should survive, the game should not. And I think that's fair. Now, I know you'd like to have a couple days of, you know, fanfare and all this stuff, but I found myself being glued to the skills competition part and no interest at all in the game because we know the game is not interesting. Nobody's playing in the game, really. So, like, what are we watching? But the skills competition was cool. I'm watching the NFL. I'm watching the quarterback competition. They got these circular targets. And they've got these long the trampoline-type targets that you get 4 points if you hit it. And this wire comes across a five-pointer, like 25 feet in the air. And you got to throw it through there. And I'm watching these guys, and it's fun. I was getting into it. And then I'm watching the NHL, and I'm watching the fastest skater competition. And there's a woman in it. And this woman is tearing rear end around the corners. I'm going, this girl's good. She can skate. Did you see her? What was her name?
I did. I forgot her name, but they ended up giving her endorsement company gave her $20,000.
She beat a couple dudes.
Yeah, that's why. So they gave her $20,000 check for how well she did.
She was ripping the corners.
Yes, yeah, it was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, so that's the kind of stuff I enjoy. I don't enjoy the game. There only should be two All-Star games that survive. One is the baseball game because it's the purest. Major League Baseball game is the purest All-Star game that you can possibly get because you got actual pitchers trying to get actual hitters out. There's nothing phony about the game. They're not contriving anything. Now, the NBA is semi-contrived, but the way they play the game in the air is so breathtaking that it's like like superheroes flying through the sky. So that part alone, with the dunking and all that kind of stuff, interests me. The NHL All-Star Game, yeah, I know they've got skills with the puck, the whole bit, but it leaves me flat. Well, what was the final score of that game? 10-5. It's usually like 15-12 or something like that, or it even gets up that high. So, hey, this is me trying to make the sports better.
Yeah, her name was Kendall Schofield.
Kendall Schofield, did a nice job.
Yeah, really good job.
Yeah. So, would it be too radical to say, let's just have the skills competition. Let's just assemble the dudes, give them a vacation, have them participate in skills. They don't have to go out into a game, and they're not going to risk getting hurt anyway, so they're not playing hard. So you don't have to do any of that. Did anybody watch the game and think it's interesting anymore? Tyrone, do you watch the game?
No, not at all. It was on. The Pro Bowl was on before I was in transit back to the city. So I watched, half watched, but I didn't care at all. What do you do, and this is something that you, your mind could come up with, what do you do for the linemen? I want to make them do a skill thing, too, if you're going to do that for football. I want to see Lane Johnson do something against other linemen, because I still want them to go and do it, but you have to come up with the, what the linemen would do.
I want to see them pull trucks.
Oh, yeah. Like in the World's Strongest Man competition.
Yeah. Now, that's never going to happen, because people are like, well, I'm here to pull muscle, blah, blah, blah. But I like to see him, like, or just get down and push something. Like, you're in a stance, and you're trying to push the other, like, you're
a stone?
Like, you're resisting, like, some resistance machine that you resist, and it measures your score of resistance. Like the old arcade games, where you used to punch the punching bag, and you get the velocity.
Yeah.
You know, like, something like that.
You know what? That's a good idea. I would even have the old, since you brought it up, the old hammer, and have Lane Johnson swing and see if he can make the thing go up the height.
Right. Or have Lyman do the 40-yard dash against each other.
That'd be fun, too.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to include them. I don't want them to be out.
You can think of a million things. I was wildly entertained by the, you know, I wasn't doing anything. I was flipping around. I was watching the skills competition, and I found it interesting.
It was.
All right. Let's move on to the trade thing. Anthony Davis, he's represented by Rich Paul. That's Clutch Sports, that's LeBron's agency. He has informed the Pelicans, that's it. The Pels have no chance with Anthony Davis. He won't sign the contract extension. He's going to request a trade. Now, if Rich Paul is doing that, you know LeBron's behind this whole thing. And so they're trying to create, before LeBron goes off into the sunset, they're trying to create another super team where they get Anthony Davis to go there, they get somebody else to go there. That's what the means are. Now, it's fun to talk about these trade proposals, because I would love to hear Sixers fans try to come up with a trade for Anthony Davis. And I know, like, you're gonna start peddling crap. I know that. But you're not going to get Anthony Davis for crap. So you got to be a little more creative than giving me crap for Anthony Davis. Like, I'll give you an example. They actually have, in this ESPN story, a trade pro. No, this is NewJersey.com, I guess. All right. So this is the trade they propose. The Pelicans would get Markelle Fultz, Zaire Smith, Wilson Chandler, Furkan Korkmaz, Sixers 2019 first-round pick, and the Heat's 2021 first-round pick. So two first-round picks. One, not going to be good, because the Sixers 2019 first-round pick, and they're going to finish pretty high. I don't know what the Heat are going to be in 2021. So they're giving away crap, 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 and crap, and two first-round draft picks in this story, thinking that it's viable. Now, the only viable trade that gets you Anthony Davis is you got to give up Jimmy Butler. He's got to be one of the pieces. So my question to you is, can you give away Fultz, Jimmy Butler, Zaire Smith, and a first-round pick, whether it's the Heat or the Sixers, to get Anthony Davis? Would you do that? Is that viable?
It's viable if the Pelicans... It's viable for this reason, actually. They're paying Drew Holiday over $30 million. They're still capped out, even if he was to walk.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in a tough spot, because they can't properly tank.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy Butler keeps you afloat a little bit. You can still fool your fan base with Drew Holiday, with Fultz. You can sell that to people. You can try to sell it, and a first round pick, probably the Miami pick, because it's unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to sell to your fans down there, hey, we're still competitive. While if you take other trades, you're just blowing it up, but you can't really blow it up because they're capped out, because they've mismanaged that team terribly.
All right. There's all kinds of other scenarios. The most likely being, ironically enough, the Lakers. And the proposed trade is this. The Pelicans would get Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, two of their young pieces, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and a 2019 first-round pick, which wouldn't be that great. It'd be like right in the middle. and all you have to do is give him Anthony Davis. Now, is that a good deal? Is that the best deal the Pelicans are going to get?
It's the best deal they can get in season. Because with the Celtics, they...
Celtics can't do it until after the season.
Right. So if they want to make it, if they want to do it now, that's probably the best. Mm-hmm. Because there's no reason... Lonzo Ball was the second pick in the draft. There's reason to think he can develop. Mm-hmm. Ingram was the second pick in the draft. There's reason to think he can develop. That's a better deal than anything the Sixers could offer.
All right. Now, the Celtics proposed trade, which they can't do until after the season because there's a rule. It's called the Rose Rule. Certain players that are coming off rookie-scale contracts earning 30% of the salary cap as opposed to 25%. You can only have one player that does that, and the Celtics have that. So the Celtics trade would have to go in the offseason, which would be the following. Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, the Grizzlies' top eight protected first-round pick. Pretty good. If they want to wait that long, it's pretty good. New Orleans gets a star player and a star in the making in Jaylen Brown and a good pick.
The problem is Kyrie could be a free agent.
Yeah.
So he has to agree to this.
Uh-huh.
And what if he wants to go to the Knicks? That trade falls apart.
True.
And that's where Danny Ainge might have overplayed his hand.
All right. Let's see what people can come up with to get Anthony Davis here. And you can, we'll make this wide open. We'll make it a four-team possibility with a scale from 1 to 10. 10 being ridiculous, 1 being pretty logical. And whatever your trade is, could be the Phillies, could be the Flyers, could be the Sixers, could be the Eagles. You could present a trade on Trade Monday, and we'll hash it around. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Back in action. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum over 2 decades, helping our community. Sixers fell to the Nuggets over the weekend, 126-110. Jimmy Butler, who was out with a sprained wrist, is expected to play as they continue their West Coast trip and face the Lakers tomorrow night. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 10:30. Flyers return from their bye week and take the ice against the Jets tonight at home. Our Flyers weekly show leads you into the game beginning at 6. Big Green giveaway continues. Listen at 4 for your chance at $1,000. Hell of a good dip can improve your team's chances of winning the big game, but their limited edition football tray with fan favorite French onion is sure to be a winner at your gathering. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's 2:18 on the Mike Mussinelli Show. 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention, HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to start the Twitter poll. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. From snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock. When you need it, Moyer will keep you going this winter time. Miss Natalie.
Hello, Mike. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Nat.
Thanks,
You're
Mike.
You're awful cheery today.
I'm in a good mood.
Good.
It's, you know, our last week as reigning Super Bowl champs.
I think it was because I put on Dashboard Confessional before the show.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And we sang a duet.
Yeah, that was in your wheelhouse.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
So today's poll, over 1,600 votes early on this. R. Embiid and Simmons completely untouchable in trade talks. 83% saying yes, 17% saying no.
All righty, then. Okay, so just got Let me run this by you because this is like the first trade proposal of the day. And this guy says, I won't name him. He said, forget Anthony Davis, that ain't happening. However, they can use Davis demanding a trade as a reason to pursue Drew Holiday. Find a third team who wants Butler like the Houston Rockets, then trade Butler to Houston, Fultz and picks to New Orleans, and Holiday may be a bench wing to the Sixers. Holiday is younger and a better fit than Butler. Frankly, he's probably a better player than Jimmy. I'm going to withhold comments today.
You are.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, so just so we know, if you were to do that, the guy, he was Drew Holiday makes $25.3 million this year, $26.1 million the next year, $25.3 the next year, and then he has a player option for $26.2 at age 31 that following year.
Yeah.
And he plays point guard.
Right.
That's all I just want to present.
Why didn't you pass the part that he's a better player than Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, I
couldn't get past that part. But forget the other stuff. So I'm trying to be nice here. And, like, I'll give that a number, that trade. That trade is an 8.5 in silliness. All right?
Yeah.
Now, 10 being the silliest. That gets to 8.5. All right, Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Come on, Thomas.
Hey, how was your weekend?
My weekend was all right.
Yeah. Mine too. But I wanted to talk about the Phillies, you know, with Harper and everything.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think that it would take this long to, you know, figure out where they're going. You still don't know where he's going or Machado.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, you know, say Machado get signed from the Padres, because I know, you know, they're talking.
Right, Padres have popped into the picture all of a sudden.
Yeah, I wonder, if he gets signed by a team, does Harper then, you know, he finds a place, like, shortly after? Does it have any effect on where Machado goes and when he goes for Harper to move?
You would have thought that would have happened already, right? Like, they're both out there. You would think that one of them would want to be signed. If there's a team that's interested in both of them, why would either of them wait to sign with that team when somebody can beat them to the courthouse steps, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and Harper, he's looking like 10 years, I think $300 million or more. I mean, is he worth it? Like, I don't know. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, one of these teams are going to cave in and give the guy what he wants.
Yeah, what do you mean he's not? Of course he's worth it. He's worth it because that's what he wants, and you don't.
That's what he wants,
and you don't have. And you don't have a star, so you don't have a choice. So of course he's worth it.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
how could you turn it down and say he's not worth it, Thomas? Seriously, you got those two guys. At the end of the day, Klentak and McPhail, they go, you know, he's not worth it. And then what do you got?
I mean, we still have a pretty good team without
you,
him.
You do, really? Really, what kind of team you have without him?
We're definitely in the playoffs.
You are?
With McCutchen, Robinson.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I think so. I mean,
You forgot the 3-4-5 in the rotation. How's that look to you? The 3-4-5 in the rotation. How's that look?
I mean, okay, I guess.
It looks okay. Look playoff worthy? Because it doesn't look playoff worthy to me. Ryan in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, Mike. I'm normally calling you around the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm on my lunch break today calling you.
Beautiful.
I had Philly's trade proposal in mind, but then you brought it to the NBA. So
that's all right. Give me your Phillies. We're taking everything today. It's ridiculous trade day.
I agree with your proposal for, you know, bearing in mind that I'm a big Jimmy Butler fan, but I agree with your proposal of Jimmy Butler and Zaire Smith. And who was it?
Number one pick.
Fultz
and a number one pick.
Oh, Fultz and a number one pick.
Yes.
Right. Anyways, my Philly trade is, I'm bearing in mind we might not get Machado.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of the big non-believers in Moustakas. Like, I think that his value versus Franco's value is kind of like a wash.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any reason to do that.
Right.
I'm a big proponent of targeting Nick Castellanos just for his versatility, outfield, third base. I'm thinking we could pack up Nick Williams, Hazley, or Moniak, or both, for Castellanos from the Tigers, because I'm thinking we're going to need to find playing time for Kingery and Cesar Hernandez.
You're talking about Paisley, the kid that, from Virginia, the recent draft pick. That kid?
No, Nick Castellanos. No.
Who are you trading? You're trading Moniak?
Paisley. And
Haisley, the kid from Virginia.
Right.
And who else?
And Nick Williams.
And you think that that's a good enough package to get a player like that?
Was Moniak first overall? Wasn't he?
He hasn't even like scratched the surface of.
But Haisley, I feel like Haisley's been playing very well. I think it was really close to him cracking the top 10, top 100.
Fourth outfielder at best in this league.
Think so?
Yeah. You're trading two. Fours and a maybe never developed guy.
And obviously, we're going to trade Franco too, though. So, I don't know. I think that might get it done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be appealing to the other team. Is that appealing to you if you're Detroit?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it is.
Franco's a known commodity.
Known to do what?
Listen,
I appreciate your intentions here. If you're throwing Haisley, Nick Williams, and Mickey Moniak in a trade, which one of those are the prospects? Who's the prospect? You tell me what salivates Detroit to trade a guy who's could be a star player. For those guys,
nothing. And that
with all due respect, I mean, I know I get reports on Haisley. He started to hit in Double A and all that. He's a fourth outfielder. That's what he is. The Phillies have a habit of drafting fourth outfielders. They do. They get three and a halfs and fours. They get.
You don't. You really don't think Williams can be a solid outfielder in this league?
Fourth outfielder,
at best.
Platoon outfielder, fourth guy. Do you think better of him?
I do.
All right.
But I defer to you on the baseball.
Listen, I don't know everything about everything. That's why I see him.
I'd like to
that's
see
why
him.
Why I need to get Harper.
Well, you still got to get Harper.
Well, that's what I mean.
You still got to get Harper.
Their pursuit of Harper doesn't have anything to do with the fact that they don't really have that much faith in Williams.
Well, I think a star, you got to get a 26-year-old star where you can get him. I don't think you can worry about.
And what's he become then, Williams?
Oh, then he's your fourth outfielder.
Fourth outfielder. Yeah. That's what he is. All right, Frankie in Abington. Frankie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Frankie.
Yes, hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Frankie.
Hey, Mike, what's going on? They're offering Brian Harper all this money. It's embarrassing. He doesn't want to play here.
I think he would play here. I think they've got to get the ante up to a certain level and get the deal done. I don't know what's holding it up. I'm not in the boardroom. I would have had him done.
You're not in the boardroom, but I got one question for you.
Yeah.
If they sign him, are they going to win a World Series next year? Almost $300 million?
They've got a better chance, don't they? That's all you can do is increase your chances.
Well, you know what?
It's a long baseball season.
I'm not going to a Phillies game again.
You're what?
It's embarrassing the way these players fight for this money. So I will never go to another Phillies game again.
Wait, if they sign Bryce Harper, you would never go to a Phillies game again?
Oh, are they going to win a World Series with them next year?
Wait a minute, Frankie. Let's take it one step at a time here. You do know you need to add star caliber players to be a better. What are you like? What's the money mean to you, Frankie?
It doesn't mean nothing to me.
All right. Well, I'm curious to know why you're so concerned about the money.
No, because I want them concerned about the city and the team they play for.
Okay, so if they sign that kind of money to a star player, he's a star player, why would you care about the money they use to do it?
All I'm saying is, if they sign him, they're still not good enough to win a World Series.
How do you know they aren't? How do you know? He makes them a better team. He makes the whole lineup better.
You know what, Mike? Hey, we'll see, all right? Hey, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Frank, you wasn't happy with the prospect of adding a significant star player.
I'll take his tickets if he doesn't want to go.
They sign him, we'll never go to another Phillies game again. Well, would you rather go see this team instead?
Why does he want to miss out?
He'd rather go see this team than a team without a star? Does that make sense?
I'll go the other way. If they sign Harper or Machado, I'll buy my first season ticket package.
You're going season ticket package?
Well, I'll probably go to the Sunday package, yep. If they do, because with this job, I can't be going to all the games after work. It's too much. But, yeah.
I mean, Sixers outside, it won't be on in the summer?
No.
He's going to turn into the Phillies outsider. No,
unless they want to do Phillies outsider.
Phillies outsider.
I am prepared to do Phillies outsiders. That is my deal. I would love to do that. That's
Tyrone
right.
Tyrone Johnson analyzing baseball tweets.
Yeah, I would love to do that. But yes, if they get him, I'll spend some money. But if they don't get him, I'm boycotting.
Are there really people? This is interesting. Are there really people who don't want this to happen? I'd love to talk to those kind of people because, like that guy has a perspective. He doesn't think that signing one of those players would put the Phillies over the top to win a World Series. Now, there's no guarantee you're going to win a World Series any year. The only guarantee you have is to put the best lineup on the field in hopes to make your team good enough to win a World Series. Nobody can guarantee you're going to win a World Series because baseball is so screwy and you have to stay healthy and your pitching has to be good and all that stuff. But if you put a star player in a lineup, it makes it a lot easier. But there might be some people that don't want it. I don't know. We haven't heard from any of those, but that's the kind of perspective I like, though. I like Frankie's perspective because I want to get inside on why. If something bothered him about acquiring a Bryce Harper for that kind of money. I want to know why. Because other people are bothered by it.
Is it jealousy?
I don't know.
I think they just like can't even rationalize how much money it is. It just like upsets them internally. That's what it sounds like to me. Because it's so preposterous, that amount of money. I mean, not in 2019, but to a guy like Frankie, who's probably very old school.
Yeah,
you know,
was old school. But Frankie's got to know that like salaries and payrolls get up to that level in the year 2019. Right.
He might be, you know, he's probably upset with like the cost of milk. Listen,
here's a legit. Also, milk is way down, man.
You know what it is? I don't drink milk.
It's a weird thing about milk. I don't drink a lot of milk, right? But I'll have to get some milk for a recipe. And so I buy the little bottle of milk. You know, the one you drink.
Yeah.
That's 99 cents. The quart and a half is like $1.19.
How much is the gallon now? Like three something,
well,
right?
I don't know, but the point is the 99 cent is overpriced in relation to what you can get for $1.19.
That's a bad value judgment to buy the little one.
Yeah, so why would they do that?
I don't know. Are you upset with the cost of milk?
No, I don't need all that milk. So I wind up going,
yeah.
What the hell? For 20 cents more, I can get the bigger one. I always fall for it.
Yeah.
But then I have to throw it out because I don't drink it.
See, I do the almond milk now.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Almond milk's great.
Yeah, I do the almond milk now. That's pricey, but it lasts longer. It doesn't expire as quick as the regular milk. So we use that now.
I have no use for milk.
Well, for recipes, like if I need a cup of milk, I use the almond milk. And it lasts longer than the regular milk. It doesn't go bad.
Why would you, for a recipe, use almond milk if it doesn't call for almond milk?
Because it's a healthier alternative.
Yeah, I just don't do the milk anymore.
The recipe calls for milk. It doesn't call for almond milk.
They don't know.
Your recipe knows. It's not going to come out the same way.
It comes out very similar, Mike.
Never mess with a recipe. It's a violation.
It's not a violation.
Do not be messing with a recipe.
You have to tweak a recipe.
I think I'll throw almond milk in there. Ain't got a little almond taste in there. It's going to screw up the whole taste.
It doesn't really taste like almonds.
You get vanilla.
Does it come from almonds?
Yeah.
All right, then. Comes from almond. What's it taste like? Oh, fried chicken?
It tastes like milk.
It tastes like almonds.
No, it does. It tastes like almonds.
Let's go to Michael in Brookhaven. Michael, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Michael.
How you doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
Get that or no? Yeah, well, the only trade that I'd like to make is this year, and if possible, to get to the one of the top, so the Eagles would be able to get one of the top five offensive tackles. And I know you switch, and I don't really know how many draft picks they have for number two, three, or four, but depending on how high that they get in there, I would have to give up a couple of twos and maybe next year's number one.
You want to get like deep into the draft? You want to trade up?
Yes.
To get a really good player, offensive tackle.
Offensive tackle.
Okay. Now, they might be able to get one lower in the draft where they pick.
Yeah, but I would like to be able to get one of the top five because it would be
okay. And they could do that because they've got 10 draft picks. So it is very possible they could do that. Let me just check your offensive tackle rankings here and see who would be in that category. You're talking about tackles, not guards, right?
Tackle.
Okay.
Jason Peters.
You want to replace Jason Peters. Now, yeah. You know you got a couple guys there. You got Vitae and you got Tyrone's favorite player, Jordan Mailata.
Well, Vitae, that's the reason why I want to do it, because Vitae,
You don't trust Vitae?
Yeah, I would rather move him inside.
The top offensive tackle on the draft is a kid named Greg Little from Ole Miss. He's projected to go 2. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Juwan Taylor is ranked number 1 from Florida, and Greg Little is ranked number 2. Those guys will probably be gone by the time you pick.
Yeah, well, So you want to trade down?
All right, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would want to trade, and even if I could get one of them,
mm-hmm.
It would have to be a lot of switching around of ones and twos and long.
Yeah,
but my major thing is, I can't understand why there's not a lot more talk about why Doug Peterson didn't give Carson Wentz more of a running game, knowing that knee still wasn't hurt, and take the pressure off him. Right now, hearing all the talk that's going on, I think
they made a total mistake with the running backs this year, and they will have to shore that up next year. They can sign a free agent and draft one that then shore that up completely right away. Anthony in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on, Ant?
So I wanted to touch on a trade for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea was you trade Sixto Sanchez. This is all if we can sign Harper also.
Mm-hmm.
So you give Sixto Sanchez, Alec Boehm, you throw in Moniak, and then whoever the team would want, this is to get Mike Trout. So you give them the two top guys. You give them Moniak, who's, I don't know, you said might not have much value, but gives a little value. And then you can throw in a Nick Williams if they want another outfielder. I would give them Herrera or Franco. Not all, but have a pick of the litter there.
Uh-huh.
I would say you try and sell out to get Trout.
Okay, so you're trading to get Mike Trout, the best player in the game. You're going to trade Boehm and Moniak, who have no value whatsoever. Sixto Sanchez, who's their top-ranked pitcher. Nick Williams, who's a fourth outfielder. And Herrera or Franco, who aren't star players. And you think that gets Mike Trout?
Well, if I don't know. I would give as much. I would give whatever it would take.
Mm-hmm.
I thought giving two top prospects in our farm system would be enough, plus a couple major league players. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I would say whatever you could do to get Trout. I mean,
yeah, I know it's a. So you were. This is giving up on the Harper thing.
No. If we get Harper, so
oh, you get Harper. So you have an outfielder of Harper, Trout, and McCutcheon.
McCutcheon, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. But didn't the Angels just sign a high-priced free agent a couple days ago? So they still think they're in play. They gave a lot of money to somebody recently, I think.
Who did?
The Angels.
Oh.
So it's not like they're giving up.
Right. I don't know. I mean, the Angels haven't done anything in the last... Since they signed Pujols and they had Trumbo and all that.
Yeah, I get it. But who's their main draw out there that keeps them afloat is Trout. Listen, I love your idea. I'd love to get him here, too. I'm not so sure that, Boehm and Moniak have any, that's not going to light anybody's eyeballs up if you're the Angels. You got to do a lot better than that. Mike, you'll be next. Hold on. 610-632-0975. Who did the Angels just sign?
So I'm looking up. I'm not seeing.
I was reading the Angels signed a free agent somewhere. Somebody signed with the Angels. Was it a pitcher?
I haven't seen any signs since like December. They signed some guys. Jonathan Lucroy.
They signed somebody recently. I thought. I saw it on a scroll.
You may have, but I'm not seeing it on.
All right, well, we'll check it. 610-622-0975. We're back after this. 975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Tyrone, got another trade for you. NBA, Sixers.
All right.
Thon Maker wants out. Phil Green doesn't have a play yet. Big. Chandler for Thon Maker?
It shouldn't take that to get that done.
No?
No, you could probably get that for less.
Really?
Probably. He isn't expiring.
Here's another one. How do you like TJ Warren from Phoenix?
You need somebody. I mean, you don't have enough. You don't have enough.
Would Fultz, Korkmaz, and Chandler get done for TJ Warren?
You probably don't have to give up that much to
give up that much.
No,
that's
probably
the type
not.
Of player you get, though, right?
Yeah. You need something. Look at your guards.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your guards. Because we don't even know if Fultz wants to play basketball.
Yeah.
Look at your guards. When Ben Simmons had the other day on Saturday with you know everybody out. He has to play the four. It's TJ playing. He's getting cooked on
that,
defense.
That was a refreshing game to watch in Denver, wasn't it?
Oh, man. I had a hunch at one point, too. When Murray was out, Sixers can steal this. And they were close for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't last.
How'd your boy do in that game?
Yeah, he's struggling.
Ferky. I'm not Ferky. Jonah.
He's not great.
Not Jonah didn't step up. They needed him, though.
Actually, his... The advanced metrics are out now. It's small sample
advanced
size.
Advanced metrics?
On his defense.
Uh-huh.
It's Holmes-esque so far when Embiid's not on the floor.
It is?
Yes.
Not good?
Not good. When Embiid's on the floor, everybody's defense is good because you got Embiid to help make up for your mistakes. Yeah, it's pretty small sample, but not good so far.
I mean, listen, I don't want to like criticize the Dennis Rodman of the future, but... my man could have stepped up. He got in the starting lineup. He only played him 11 minutes.
Didn't trust him yet.
11 minutes, the starting lineup in that game. Come on, man. Shake Milton doubled that.
No, Shake Milton, I'm going to say something. You're not going to agree. I liked him at SMU. I think Shake Milton could be a professional basketball player. Not a star, not a starter. I'm saying I think Shake's going to stick in the league, which is not a given for second-round picks. I think he can shoot it well enough. Mm-hmm. I think he's long enough. Honestly, and I liked him at SMU, he had injuries. I think he had first-round talent. I think Shake Milton can play some. I think he helps them. Not this year, at some point. I do. I think he's good. Seriously. I know it takes you more time to believe, but I think Shake actually has something.
Okay.
I do.
All right. I don't.
I know
Mike,
don't.
Mike and King of Prussia, you're a 97.5 Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Mike?
I'm actually going to continue on what you guys were just talking about right there at the Sixers trade.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I have to see Mike Muscala or Bolden get worked by another center in the league, I'm going to go nuts. I'm thinking backup center, Enes Kanter for like a first round pick.
Yeah, everybody likes Kanter.
He's expiring contract.
You better escort him in. It might be like Turkish hitmen that follow that plane. When you bring him in there, but no, I like it too. That'd be a good move.
And then Furkan can hang out.
Yeah, well, Furkan has been not political. Kanter has.
Yeah, I heard
he's
about
got
that.
like a bounty on him. When the president wants a piece of your ass, you got some problems, right? Like the president's thinking about it, and it's Cantor.
I know he wants out of New York. I do know that.
Yeah, he does. That would be a great move for the Sixers. I'd love to have him get a guy like that.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, man. You got it. Yeah. Who would you have to give for Cantor?
The issue with Fultz? Yeah, because of the money. That's the problem. He makes a lot of money. He is expiring, but you have to give up. He would help them, but you got to think about it. When you really need him, he's only going to play, because you can't play him and Embiid together ever. Mm-hmm. You're getting him to play him 12 minutes a game. That's all he's going to play.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have, but you probably can find somebody who does what he does elsewhere who makes less money.
Yeah.
Easier to maneuver.
Denver game was not pleasant.
No.
Lenny in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Lenny.
Mikey missing the AP. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on, Lenny?
Good afternoon. Happy Monday to y'all.
You too, buddy.
Hey, I want to stay with the Sixers theme, and I want to talk a proposed crazy trade for you.
Go ahead.
Let's bring this championship back to Philly. At least let's get in the big dance this year. I want to propose Jimmy Butler, Markelle Fultz, Wilson Chandler, and two number ones for Blake Griffin, Luke Kennard. Let's reunite JJ with Blake, and let's watch them bring it back to us. What do you think?
All right, give me the guys you're trading again. You're trading Butler?
Butler, Markelle, Wilson
Fultz,
Chandler. Two number ones.
Two ones.
For Blake Griffin and that sniper shooter, Luke Kennard, from Detroit. Because I'm hearing rumblings.
You want to kick Kennard from Duke and Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin, yeah, I'm hearing rumblings. Blake's not happy.
Wait a minute, Tyrone. Butler, Fultz. This isn't so ridiculous.
If I think the money's actually too much.
The money's too much?
I think you have to take back another salary with that trade.
That's like $40 million of salary you're trading.
Yes, and you're only taking back.
Griffin makes a max of what?
25, I think he
25.
Makes.
25. Kennard probably makes 10.
No, maybe Blake less. Makes 32. He makes like 30.
Griffin
30.
Makes 32?
Yeah, he makes.
Well, that nail will work.
Yeah, he definitely makes more.
I'm not doing, but he's also expiring. I'm not giving him two ones. Blake is.
Blake Griffin is not expired contract. He's on to like 2021.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. Kennard is expired.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you think?
I'm not giving up the two ones.
Would you rather have Blake Griffin than Jimmy Butler?
No.
We need a superpower forward. We have to have that. Come on, Tyrone.
His game would kind of collide with Joel's, would it not?
I don't know. He can shoot the ball from outside.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He can, but he doesn't seek that area very often.
Yeah, maybe he does. But we need a board crasher too, because sometimes Joel isn't as much. He doesn't like leap for the ball. He kind of lets the ball fall into his hands and a lot of rebounds. He don't want to get off the ground.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm trying to put up the starting lineup here. So you got Joel, Ben, JJ. Griffin.
Yeah.
And who's your other starter?
Well, you know, it's got to be someone, you know. That's a good question. I mean,
it is a good question. You're trading Chandler, you're trading Fultz, you're trading Butler. So who's your fifth starter?
Well, I mean, we got to think of someone, you know, that's on the second
squad. You're getting rid of a lot of depth there. You can take away some depth.
All right,
Kennard. Kennard.
We can use Kennard, definitely.
Kennard at the three, Griffin at the four, JJ at the two, Ben at the one, Joe at the five. What do you think, Tyrone?
Nah.
Perfect. White boys to the left of me, white boys to the right of me. Ba-boom!
Never thought of that.
There you go.
I love it, Mikey.
White boy flanks.
You're the man, brother. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. What do you think?
I'm trying to do the math here.
Spacing?
Let me get to Luke Kennard.
You got enough spacing?
I
got
to pay Blake 5 years, $171 million. That's too much for he's had a ton of injuries. A ton of injuries.
Yes.
Kennard makes.
Does that make them more viable to win the East, that lineup?
It's
now,
a risk.
Again, you still have no bench.
And it's a risk because now Blake played. They do a lot of ISO stuff with Blake.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of ISO stuff. So you're taking the ball out of Ben's hands and you're taking it out of Joel's hands. So you're switching problems. I don't think your defense gets any better.
What's Kennard doing this year? Oh, he's not doing much.
No, he can shoot. He makes 3 minutes.
Yeah, 8 points a game, 3-point percentage, 37 right now.
No, he can shoot, but the other he doesn't play defense, but neither does JJ.
You're only playing 20 minutes a game for that team.
3 years. And also, you still you did send back too much money. That adds up to a total of you bringing back 34 minutes.
I don't know. Does that that lineup, is it better than the one the Sixers put out now?
No.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Because Chandler, for all his faults, he's shooting 38% from three this year. He's the fifth option. You want to upgrade that position.
Yeah, I've had it with Chandler.
Yeah, but you also don't want to. Who's going to play the three? You can't just gloss over that.
I don't know who's going to play three. I just told you I've had it with Chandler.
Fine. Who's going to play the three if you make the trade? Blake and Kennard just starting three?
With my name, Elton Brand? When my name is changed to Elton Brand, then I'll tell you who's going to play the three.
I'm not taking on Blake's contract.
All right. 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli shows on 97.5. The Fanatic on Ridiculous Trade Day. It's fun. We're back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.